The regular Medford Area School Board meeting was held Monday evening. Superintendent Pat Sullivan, what was the first item of business?
We had a presentation from Findorf and PRA. PRA is the architect. And we've hired this company, as many of you know. What they did was they had done an extensive, very thorough, top-to-bottom analysis, you know, of the building, of its current state. We didn't have a lot on the agenda last night because we had this presentation. It took probably close to an hour. So they came with it. It's available in hard copy. It'll be out on our website as well very soon. But it, again, it's a top-to-bottom analysis, and they put priority levels on things, like, you know, things that need immediate attention, things that are okay for the next 3 to 6 years, things that are okay maybe from 6 to 10 years. You know, you're talking everything from plumbing to lighting to space to, you know, flow of the building. And
what was the major thing that you heard from them, you and or the board?
Yeah, you know, parking lots jumped out, needing immediate attention. Then there's definitely some space issues in the building that need some attention, and then some of your interior stuff, like some electrical, some plumbing work that needs some attention in the very near future. We will be hiring another company to come in and conduct a survey. I'm not quite sure when the survey will actually be in your mailboxes or, you know, delivered. It will be quite some time, several months. But we want them on board early because we'll start to do some community forums in the fall. Just some question and answer, some informational meeting type things. And from that, this survey company will help with, you know, drafting the questions to be asked to the community. The board was updated on the finance meeting that happened last week. And one of the things that came out of that was a recommendation, and it was passed by the full board, to raise breakfast by a nickel and lunch by a nickel. The board talked about how it's best to do the increments like this instead of doing no increase and then 1 year having to do a 15-cent increase. So that was the discussion, and in the end, that was the decision of the full board. Then we looked at, as we always do, we looked at the 1920 budget. Nobody knows right now what's going to come out of the state. You know, they're not going to have a budget for us, you know, probably till the fall. There's a lot going on down there. We're very hopeful. Being a public school, we're very hopeful that the increases that Governor Evers has put forward for public schools, that we see that or at least something close to that, if there's some compromise to be made. So we'll continue to just kind of watch that. The board approved our copy contract with Barnfield, so that'll be a 5-year contract. We've been with them for a very long time, you know, maybe a dozen or more years, but it was a competitive bid, and Barnfield did win that. The board then settled on a new superintendent evaluation tool. They had been looking at copies of other districts and how they do, or the form they use to evaluate the superintendent, and they kind of begged and borrowed from different different districts and put together one that they like better than what we've been using in the past. Then we talked about the policy committee reported on its policies. The couple of them on there that are of interest. The board finally approved a new policy where a board member can attend committee and or a board meeting remotely. So if they are, you know, on a business trip and out of town or even a vacation, but are able to get to, you know, a phone during the board meeting, they will be considered present and a part of the meeting. They will not be able to participate in any closed session meetings if they aren't physically present. So they'll be able to listen, contribute, vote on any open meeting stuff remotely starting now. The other thing is We approved some changes to the activities code, so that is done. There were several changes, to the current code. Probably most notably, there were some level two, which are more serious violations. Level two violations that were changed to level one. So in other words, we felt like some of the things that were considered level two, because level two is supposed to be more serious, some of those things were moved to a level one violation. And again, that is available. Our code is available, and we will be handing that out very soon, to all our parents and students who are planning to go out for sports. So we needed to get that done because that comes up right away in August. The other thing I want to talk about is that the swimming pool is closed indefinitely. So what we have right now is we have some water and some air quality issues, and we also are dealing with the new floor that we put in, or the deck around the pool. We're finding that it is more slippery than it should be. It is a pool deck, and a lot of people say, well, it just kind of goes hand in hand that it's going to be slippery, but it's more than it should be. We're seeing kids slipping on it, and some of the things we've tried to do to correct that have then caused some air and water quality issues. Nothing real serious, but a lot of kids, especially the kids that are in the pool all day, so our high school instructors and our adult instructors, they're the ones that are telling us that they're feeling some effects that we just aren't comfortable with. And so we're going to get some experts in there and do some readings and look at what we're using in there to both clean the pool and figure some things out. And then obviously we're trying to find a way to fix the problem of being too slippery on the pool deck. So until we get those things figured out, we're going to shut the pool down. There were no swimming lessons the week of the 4th anyway. What we're losing right now would be this week, today through Friday, if indeed that's how long we stay closed.
Our thanks to Pat Sullivan, superintendent of the Medford Area School District.